back here on Giants.com at the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, and we're joined by ESPN Sal Palantonio. Sal, obviously a busy week for NFL front offices, not only looking at these draft picks on the field, but doing work off the field in terms of free agency. What's the word? What are you hearing that really general managers are excited to hear and talk about this weekend in Indy?
You know, for free agency, as with the salary cap being the way it is, it's so tough to compete in free agency now for big players unless you're going to overpay. I'll give you the example last year of Ndamukong Suh. They overpaid for him down in Miami. They wanted him badly, and they wound up paying the price. Because the salary cap has exploded and become so large, teams have so much money to spend that they lock up their good players. So there are very few really good blue-chip free agent players out there. So I think it's more and more difficult to compete in the free agent market. And I don't really see, I looked at the top 10, it's a pretty amorphous list, and there aren't really any big names that are going to come free. You hear about Alshon Jeffrey is going to be re-signed by the Bears. It's pretty clear that Kirk Cousins is going to be the quarterback in Washington. You know, you look at a guy like Sam Bradford, I think everybody's approach is, let's lock up our good guys, and if they're out there, they're probably not worth keeping on their own team.
Who do you think some of the best players on the defensive side of the ball that might escape the franchise tag and not be re-signed by their own teams and actually hit free agency when it opens the second week of March?
Yeah, that's a good one, and I haven't studied that list well enough to know exactly who would be out there as a possibility. But I think you got to look at Malik Jackson, a defensive tackle for the Broncos. He's the guy that jumps out at me. Another one on the Broncos team, and I hate to go back to the Broncos, but they just won the Super Bowl with their defense, is linebacker Danny Trevathan. And the last time I looked, the New York Giants need defensive players, and they need marquee defensive players, and they need to get after the quarterback. So you got to be very competitive and strike very quickly.
Sal, we appreciate the time. Have fun this weekend. Best of luck.
All right, go Big Blue.
Sal Palantonio from ESPN, we thank you for joining us. We'll see you next time on Giants.com.